Log. 25. East Lansing policeman are now moving the crowd back down East Grand River Avenue toward MAC Avenue. Students are continuing to throw rocks, breaking the windows in the stores in East Lansing. Policemen are still moving the students down Grand River Avenue. Students are starting to disperse now at MAC Avenue in front of the Home Ec building. We're standing at the corner of MAC and East Grand River now with three policemen on one side. And students, there's a fight now with policemen across the street in front of the Home Ec in Orangeburg. Another policeman are going to their aid immediately. Policemen are swinging the riot clubs, the clubs that look to be longer than billy clubs. There are some store owners around the street here in East Lansing. The glass is lying all over the place at this time. I don't know. There are no fires. The policemen seem to be extremely calm in spite of the provocations by the students. The students are now moving on. There's broken glass all over the street. You can hear it crumbling underneath the cars. It's snowing very heavily now. We're in front of the Cunningham's drugstore now on Grand River. There's one, two, three large holes in the glass that have been covered up with large pieces of cardboard, and there are maintenance men inside. In fact, there's a man inside right now preparing to put plywood up against the window. Policeman standing in front of Mayor Jacobson's now. The display cases are completely empty. They've taken all of the mannequins out of the windows. And of this panel of four large plate glass windows, three have been shattered. With this one, it's been broken with a glass soft drink bottle, which is inside the window. So is that one. Three out of four windows broken. There, the main door is also broken. There are several policemen inside. East Lansing and Michigan State Police standing over. Every window but one of Jacobson's 12 windows are broken. 11 of 12 windows in Jacobson's are broken. All but one. They're already covered with plywood. It just fell over a cement block. Some policemen in the smoke store. Again, every window in the store but one is broken. There's a policeman in every, almost every store.
We're going to deputize him for a
while. Lee, am I going to get warm?
Yeah, I just sent out the jewelers. Thanks, sir.
Do you own a store along here? Do you own one of the stores along here?
Well, my family owns this one.
Lieberman's.
Yeah.
Looks like you escaped damage in this.
Well, we've been here all
day. We're on good relations with the students. We hope.
Have you talked to any of your friends who own stores on down no. Grand River who seem to have suffered a great deal of damage?
Oh, a lot of them.
Was there any looting of any merchandise?
No. I don't think
Did you know?
No. I just think they broke windows. They broke them in the City Hall,
in
Greens, and Jacobson's, East Lansing State Bank, Cotter Building, and Drugstore, as far as I know.
policemen are taking turns warming up in the stores. We were just told a few moments ago by an East Lansing businessman that all of the store owners along Grand River were called by the East Lansing Police Department tonight and asked to come down if they wished to stand by their stores at their own risk. And apparently, the policemen are using the open stores to stay warm. They're standing in a large crowd. They're now rushing the students very fast. And the student who sat down and refused to move is being removed. We were just told to move on by an Ingham County sheriff deputy who apparently does not want us to watch a student being hauled away by a policeman. He sat down by a light post.
He was clubbed on the head.
And now he's not moving because he was hit on the head. And here comes another student being escorted across the street to the police cars by two policemen. Let's walk up to the MSU bus, which is parked here, and see if those students were actually arrested by the policeman.
Might check with Olin Health.
There's an injured policeman being escorted across the median strip by another policeman, apparently not too badly injured, although he's limping. He's being placed in an Ingham County Sheriff's Department car. There are now two or three students and two policemen on a Michigan State University bus that is sitting here at the corner of MAC and Grand River. We're standing about 6 feet away, and one student was just pushed into a bus seat by a policeman hard enough so that we could hear his back as it hit against the side of the bus from inside. There are three policemen, I believe, and two or three students now on the bus, apparently under arrest. This, I assume, is an effort to show the students that the police mean business.